So tonight we're going to continue on in our adventure in the book of Acts. You know, our ministry is called Acts Now Fellowship with the idea that we want to live the book of Acts. And they did some really wonderful, mighty things in the book of Acts, as it's recorded there. So from the day of Pentecost with the birthday of the church and the events that happened right afterwards. So we're going to take a look at one of the first events that's recorded in the scriptures after the day of Pentecost. So what I'd like to do is go around. We can read four or five verses and read them loud so we can pick them up on the speaker here so everybody can hear. All right, so I'll start off, chapter 3, and let's just backtrack a little bit. In the previous chapter, the last verse there, 47, the results of this day of Pentecost and what is recorded there, it says, they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily as should be saved. Now, Peter and John, verse 1, chapter 3, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. So here, as people went to the temple, these areas that were people could hang out and be there before they go into the temple, this is where they laid this guy out since, he was born. And when he was born, he was crippled. And from his mother's womb, as it says here in verse 2. Well, verse 3, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. I mean, what does that mean, fastening his eyes upon him? Something must have happened in Peter's mind that caught his interest, because this guy, he had seen him many times before, right? How often did they lay him at the gate? Daily. So why all of a sudden was Peter fastening his eyes on this situation here?
Nope.
Probably some revelation was going on. God was working with Peter, said, "This, you're going to heal this guy." And so, let's see what happens here. Verse 4, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Verse 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Verse 6, Beauty, you want to read a few verses there?
Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
Yeah, and then somebody saw that and they wrote a song about it, right? A song about it. They sing, leaping and praising God. Okay. And then verse 9 and 10, you want to finish those two verses?
And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
Okay, Tom?
And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. You want to keep going?
Yeah.
And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses."
Yeah. I mean, pretty bold for Peter there and John to accuse those Jews for being a part, a big part, of the death of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty bold doing that. And Peter's life changed pretty dramatically, didn't it? I mean, remember before Jesus died and ascended up, you know, Peter said, "I'm going to stand with you through thick and thin. No matter what happens, I'm going to die for you, Jesus." And what did Jesus say to him?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he said, "No, there's going to be some, this cock's going to be crowing a number of times, and you're going to deny me a bunch of times." And so, and that happened. So why all of a sudden is Peter so bold and dynamic? Well,
got the Holy Spirit, man.
He's got that Holy Spirit. That's the difference. That's the only thing that's different in his life. And if Peter can be so bold, so can we. Huh? We got the same Spirit in us. Okay, Leslie.
His name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, and did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send you Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began.
Yeah. It was known, Genesis 3:15, that there would be a Messiah to rectify what was lost in the beginning here with Adam and Eve losing that spiritual connection. And now they had it. And it was through this, the Son of God, the Lord, Jesus Christ. And it was spoken of all through the old prophets. Like it says, since the world began.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jeannie, you want to take it up, verse 22?
For Moses truly said to the fathers, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things whatsoever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people." Yes, and all the prophets, from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days. For you are sons of the prophets,
and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying, to Abraham, and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Okay. George, good.
Verse 26. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from his iniquities.
And go ahead, because I know there's a chapter 4 there, but what's the first word in chapter 4, the verse 1?
Jump.
Which is a conjunction. So maybe not the best place to put a chapter. So the same event's going on. So let's go ahead and read into chapter 4. We could go and probably up through verse 4.
And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000.
Yeah. Wow, isn't that something? You know, a lot of people saw this miracle, and people got involved with the situation, and he preached, and of course, he preached Jesus and the resurrection from the dead. That's very critical for the new birth. And about 5,000 men. And I bet there was a bunch of ladies got saved too. It just says 5,000 men, but I'm sure ladies got born again and saved at that time. Now, you'll see verse 5, and it came to pass on the morning that their rulers and elders. So this is a good place for a paragraph. And I know in my Bible here, there's a paragraph marking there. Maybe in your Bibles, you might have that as well. We're going to stop there in verse 4. And what I would like to do at this time, if we had the opportunity to read this, and I don't know in your mind as you we read this, how you picture these events of what happened, right? Well, maybe we could take a look-see of what it visually looked like. So give me a moment here.
And production values.
We will take a look.
Anything to give? Alms?
Look on us.
Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. And this man, through faith in his name, hath been made strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom ye have crucified, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you.
Take him.
Ye are the children of the prophets,
and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from his iniquities.
Let's go. Come on.
No. With that little sermon there, how many people were saved, born again?
About
5,000. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
A few kids.
Yeah, and maybe some kids too. I mean, we saw some ladies in that group, so maybe. Yeah, pretty neat. Pretty neat. Well, why don't we keep going on here, huh? I don't know if we want to stop right there. So let's get back into the book of Acts in chapter 4 and see what happened here, okay? So let's see. Tom, you want to pick it up with verse 5, yeah.
And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you all.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that bold? And what made the difference? Filled with Holy Spirit. Again, that's the same Spirit we got. So, you know, we should not be surprised if God kind of touches our minds, our hearts a little bit in situations where somebody has a need and wants us to get involved. We should be ready for that. We should be have expectation for that. And what's really, we see this happening is when we do Agape Now Saturday morning when we're praying for people. It's a great opportunity to hear from God because he'll tell us what to pray for sometimes or how to handle a situation. And it's pretty exciting to see God work. And why not? Because we have that same Holy Spirit. All right, where are we at here? Verse 11.
This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Okay. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go outside, out of the council, they conferred among themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they saw, they couldn't deny the boldness of Peter and John. And in spite of them not being highly educated or being from Galilee and being considered ignorant, they marveled at the power that they exhibited, seeing this man was healed. Pretty fantastic. Okay, verse 16.
Saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But then spread no further among the people. Let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them, and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
Josh.
So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, who had made heaven and earth, and the sea, and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David had said, why did the nations rage, and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined for it to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word.
Wow.
Stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
Yeah, good. Yeah, boy, they were going to, you know, be threatened, and yet what was their prayer?
More boldness
to speak the word. More boldness to speak the word. That's what we need to pray for, I think, huh? More boldness to speak the word and stretching forth thy hand to heal. You know, I believe there's opportunities that we just haven't maybe got there, as we see in the book of Acts, where there are these great signs and wonders and healings and deliverances performed. Not to say they can't happen, but it certainly is available for us to experience these things happening. Well, verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart, and one soul, neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, pretty exciting times in that early church, where they worked the Spirit of God that they had within them. Pretty neat. All right, well, that's the book of Acts, chapter 3-4, okay?